1 Kings chapter 20. My subject this morning, the God of the Valleys. Many of you have faced some gigantic problems recently, and today I have a word for you. You know, it is always the devil that attacks us. It's the devil that brings the gigantic problems into our life. It's just the nature of the devil to make you miserable, and you need to know that. But God is a good God, and God can deliver you out of all your problems, any situation. He can fulfill any need that you have, and all you need to get that miracle that you want is a doubtless faith. You need a doubtless faith that is based on the Word of God. And that's my assignment, to preach faith into your heart. That's what I'm sent to do. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Kings chapter 20, beginning in verse 4. 1 Kings 20, verse 4. And the king of Israel, talking about Ahab, he answered and said, "My lord, O king," now he's talking to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. He said, "My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have." And the messenger came again and said, "Thus saith Ben-Hadad, saying, although I have sent unto thee, saying, thou shalt deliver thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servant unto thee tomorrow about this time. And they shall search thine house and thy house of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hands and take it." They're going to take it away. Sounds like the devil, doesn't it? Verse 7, then the king of Israel called the elders of the land and said, "Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children, for my silver and my gold, and I denied him not." In other words, I gave it all to him. I just bowed down to that other king, and I gave him everything that he asked for. Verse 8, and all the elders and the people said, "Hearken not unto him, nor consent." Thank God somebody in the crowd had some spine and some backbone. Look at verse 23. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, "Thy gods are the gods of the hills, therefore we are stronger. They are stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plains, and surely we shall be stronger than they." Now that was an insult to God, and they were about to find out that God is a God no matter where you are. My subject this morning, the God of the Valleys. Let us pray. Father, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, that we are victorious because you said, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I pray, O God, that you will give those under the sound of my voice a word that will bring a doubtless faith into their life. There are people that need healing in their bodies. There are people that need financial breakthroughs. There are people, Lord, they need a home. They need a house. There are people that need a mate. There are all kind of need represented under the sound of my voice. And I release your miracle working power in the name of Jesus. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is the story of King Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, and it has a message for all of us today. Ben-Hadad is a picture of your enemy, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody, so he's got to seek those that he can devour. He can't devour those that are suited up and battle ready because they're full of God and full of the Holy Ghost. But he goes about seeking whom he may devour, and he is never satisfied. He wants to take everything. Let me say that again. He wants to take everything that we have. The scriptures tell us that Ben-Hadad said, "Your children are mine. I'm going to take them. Your marriage, your wife, your mate. I'm going to separate you. I'm going to take your wife from you. I'm going to take your husband from you." Not only that, the silver and the gold and the monies and all the treasures that you have, they're mine. I'm going to mess your finances up. I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take your children. I'm going to take your marriage. Let me tell you something. If you got a marriage, relight the flame. Thank God that you have a mate. Thank God that you're not sitting somewhere all alone. Some of you need to hear the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God, and you need to apply it into your life, into your situation. When God gives you somebody, praise God, be happy about it. We've all got our flaws. I love my wife. I've got the flaws, not her, but hallelujah, I love her anyway, hallelujah. I'm just full of flaws. All of us are full of flaws, but praise God. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and attaineth favor of the Lord. And you could say if you got a husband, you're blessed and highly favored of God. So go and praise the Lord for that. God cares about the family. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Glory to God. The Bible says that King Ahab, he did not resist King Ben-Hadad when he came against him. Ahab did not stand up. Ahab did not say, no, you are not. He thought he would just appease King Ben-Hadad and that it would all end. But let me tell you something. You can give the enemy 1 inch and he'll try to become a ruler in your life. Let me say that again. Give him an inch and he will try to become a ruler in your life. But you just can't give up when the enemy starts attacking you. Because if you got one child that the devil has messed up, if you got other children, don't think he's going to stop with that one child. He's going to go after the other children in the family. And King Ahab, he didn't even try to stop him. And so Ben-Hadad sent another letter. And this is a picture of the relentlessness of the enemy. This is a picture of how the devil, he comes and he keeps coming and he keeps coming. And he'll come after you and he'll come after me. Jesus overcame him in the wilderness experience. And the Bible says that the devil left him for a season. The Son of the Living God standing there. The Logos of God standing there, and the devil left him for a season. He came back, and he'll come back to attack you too. But Jesus overcame him, showing us that we're more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ahab, he didn't try to stop him. He sent this other letter, and he said, not only am I going to take your silver, not only am I going to take your gold, not only am I going to take your children, not only am I going to take your marriage, I'm sending my servants into your house and everything that is pleasant in your eyes, everything that brings any kind of pleasure to you, any kind of happiness into your life, I'm going to take that also. The devil said, when I get finished, you're just going to be an empty shell. Your marriage is going to be messed up. That's what Ben-Hadad, he's a picture of the devil. Get the picture. Your marriage is going to be messed up. Your children are going to be in bondage. You're going to be broke. Let me tell you something. God does not take any pleasure in you not having money. If you think money is a problem, no, everybody needs some stuff. Hallelujah. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So pay your tithes and give some offerings and bless somebody that you find in need. Amen. It's always the devil that's attacking our finances. God does not get any pleasure out of the problems that come into our home. God teaches us through the Word of God. You can learn through the Word. We're all going through some experiences because there's a real devil, and he's coming after you. He comes after every one of us, and you better be suited up and battle ready and prayed up at all times. And when he comes to your door, praise God, he says, I'm not going in there. They're suited up. They got the whole armor. I think I'll just go on down the street and find somebody else that I can mess up. Those people are full of the Holy Ghost. They're full of the fire of God. So I'm not even going in there. And these new demons, they come and they say, we'll attack that house. The devil said, no, you don't want to go in there. Said, I've already faced their master, Jesus, and he stripped me of my power, made a show of me opening. And they know the power of my name. They know the power of the blood. They know who they are in Christ Jesus. They're suited up. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Always the devil that attacks our home and our marriage and every area of our life. So Ben-Hadad said, I tell you what, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to take everything that's pleasant in your eyes. If it brings you any type of pleasure, I'm going to take it. See, that's the nature of the devil. He wants to make you miserable. And you know, there's nothing sadder than a bunch of Christians that have that defeated attitude, that they've lost their joy. And you know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, I want my joy to remain in you so your joy can't be full. God wants your joy to be full. And you don't need to look like you were raised on the dark side of the moon and wean on a dill pickle, as Paul Jackson used to say. You need to be happy in the Lord. Come on, let's give God a standing ovation. Let's give him a praise. Let's take a praise break. Glory to God. Our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have been born again of God's Spirit. We've got the life of God in us. We are God's children, and God watches over each of us with infinite care. Praise him. Glory to God. Praise him on the mountaintop. Praise him in the hard places. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And if you got breath, when you breathe in, you ought to exhale a praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel a preach coming on. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. See, when Jesus spoke of our enemy, he said, the thief is coming. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But I like the last part of that verse. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Look up John 10, verse 10, please. John 10, verse 10. John 10, verse 10. Lord asked me years ago, he said, what do you think about when you think about John 10 and 10? I said, the thief. He said, why don't you think about me? So you got to get your mind changed. God's kingdom is an inverted kingdom. God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Jesus said, why don't you think that? I said, because the structure of the sentence, John 10, verse 10, says the thief cometh, not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Look at the latter part. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, why don't you think of me? It changed my whole world. When I think of John 10, 10, I think of Jesus. I think of the more abundant life. I think of the life that he imparted to me. I think of the life that he wants me to live. I think of the blessings and the mercy of God. I mean, abundance means something supernatural. I mean, abundance is an overflow. It means you got more joy than you need. So it just flows out of your cup into somebody else's. You got peace more than you need, so you just pass it on to somebody else. You got the gift of righteousness, so you tell others about Jesus, and all of a sudden they come out of darkness because the anointing shows up, hallelujah, and you take it home with you. Come to the church, get under the anointing, they get in God's house, and then take the blessing back to your house. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. If you're watching by Facebook, some of you listen by Willie Radio. Come on out to Westmoreland. Praise God. A house of miracles. A place where God has shown up and showing off and doing great things. We got people sitting in this church that are healed, and nobody lays a hand on them. You got any scripture for that? Put Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. Look it up. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look at it. Psalms 107, verse 20. Hallelujah. He sent his word. He gives you a word, and then he sends the word to heal you, and people get healed. The next verse said, oh, the men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. I wonder, will this thing preach, Lord? I think it's going to preach for about 2 hours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, when the devil comes, you know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I want you to be a happy people. I want you to be a joyful people. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to have pleasure. I want you to enjoy your marriage. I want you to enjoy your family. I want you to enjoy your home. I want you to be able to take time to be with your mate, to hold her hand, to walk with her, to walk with him, to talk with her, to talk to him, to enjoy one another's presence. Hallelujah. Marriage is a wonderful thing. And if you're married, get out of the mully grubs. Praise God. Get your head on straight. Get into the book. Read the book. Do what the book says. It don't do you a bit of good to read the book if you don't do. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Don't let the devil take your joy. Don't let him take your happiness. Don't let him take your peace. He's coming. He's coming as a relentless thief to take something from you. Stand up like these elders did and say, no, devil, you're not taking my home. You're not taking my marriage. You're not taking anything from me. I got power. I got the authority. I got the blood. I got the name. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get a warrior spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when the devil gets through with your situation, if you let him, there'll be no pleasure in your marriage. There'll be nothing but contention in your home. There'll be nothing but pressures in your finances. The pleasures of life will be gone. Stand up to him. So the people of Israel said, no, no, no. You're not going to do it, Ben-Hadad. He's gone too far. So we're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And Ahab said, what am I going to do? Who's going to stand up and fight? But they had 232 young men, 232 young princes of Israel that went out to battle. See, I'm a young man. Hallelujah. I'm suited up and I'm ready to fight. And I'm ready to pass something on to that younger crowd. It's called wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. I love the young people. I like to associate myself with them. I do that, praise God, so I can maintain my youth and my vitality and my strength. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the young people, they got youth and vitality and they need some wisdom? They need somebody that's a little older to impart some knowledge to them. Amen. See, we're a body and we're to flow together and we're to work together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 232 young men went out to battle, and the Bible says they defeated Ben-Hadad. They wiped him out. They totally defeated his army, and Ben-Hadad, he barely escaped with his life. And it was a great, great victory. I mean, it was a great victory for Israel, and it all happened on a mountaintop. 6 months later, the Syrian soldiers who had been defeated and Ben-Hadad there, king, they gathered together for another meeting. And they said, you know what? We have figured this thing out. And the reason that little army of 232 soldiers wiped us out is because their God is only the God of the mountains. See, the mountain is when you have plenty of money. The mountain is when you're strong and you're healthy in your body. The mountain is when you got a job and you got stocks and you got bonds and you got CDs and you got a future and you got retirement coming. The mountain is when everything is wonderful in your life. Everything is wonderful in your marriage and your children are serving God. They're in the church. They're praising God. They're on fire for God. The mountain top, that is the mountain. And the enemy, he wants you to think that your God is only good when you're on the mountain. He wants you to think that you're serving a God who only takes credit for your victories. And they made a great mistake. They insulted God and they insulted the honor of God. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 23 again. I'll tell you, when somebody insults the honor of God, start watching for your blessing. 1 Kings 20, verse 23. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are the god of the hills. Therefore they are stronger than we, but let us fight against them in the plains, and surely we shall be stronger than they. That was an insult to God. God got mad. God got angry. God decided, I'll just show up and show off in this situation. You know, sometimes we think we're blessed because we're just good. But, you know, sometimes we think the reason we got the nice car and a nice house is because we're so smart. Amen. But I think, you know, a lot of the blessings we get, they just come into our lives because of the unseen world and what's going on there. That's stuff that's said that insults the God whom we serve. Wonder how Donald Trump ever got elected president of the United States of America. Somebody on the other side, they insulted the integrity, they insulted the honor of God, and Jesus said, I'll just show up, shake myself, and show off, and the world is still trying to figure out how God put a man like Donald Trump in there. The church needs to arise. The church needs to vote right. The church needs to live right. The church needs to think right. We've got a window of opportunity. Righteousness exalts a condemnation. Sin is a reproach to any people and anybody that endorses same-sex marriage, killing little babies, and all kind of crazy, foolish stuff like that, and any lifestyle that's not full of integrity and character. Don't vote for them. Praise God. Vote them out. Vote some good people in their place. And let's get this nation straightened out. That's what it took in Israel. It took some people with some spine, with some backbone, that stood up and said, no, no, no. Hallelujah. Feel a mean streak coming on. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get blessed just because we bear the name of Jesus. We get blessed because God, Jehovah God, is our Father, and we're just blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Tell three people, you're blessed and highly favored of God. You're blessed and highly favored of God. You're blessed and highly favored of God. Not because we've got it all together, because God gets mad at some of the things that are said, and God is so good that he blesses us. Hallelujah. We bear his name, and his blessings, they come upon us. Not because of who we are, glory to God, but because of who he is. I said he blesses us not because of who we are. He blesses us because of who he is. Hallelujah. It is the goodness of God that brings us to repentance. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about a happy home. I'm talking about a happy marriage. I'm talking about children that are serving God. I'm talking about the more abundant life that Jesus came to bring. He said, I'm a generational God, and I'll bless you, and then I'll save your seed. Somebody go on, praise him. Praise, we got a seat reserved for one right here on the front seat. Hallelujah. Get some faith. Put some faith out there. That's a sign of faith. I walked into church the other day and I saw that sign and I prayed for that young man. Hallelujah. I prayed for him. I said I prayed for him. Have you prayed for him? Have you prayed for somebody in your family? Get radical. Get a warrior spirit. Glory to God in Jesus' name. See, we wear the name of Jesus, and we're blessed because of the power of the blood. We are blessed because of the power of the name. We are blessed because the word of the God has decreed it and declared it for us. And since he's our God and we bear his name, he just blesses us. Hallelujah. See, God has given Jesus a name above every name. And because I bear that name, I am goodness and mercy. Woo! Glory. They just follow me everywhere. They're on my trail, trying to hunt me down. Glory to God. Oh, go on, do it, Brother Philip. Try it. Get up and do it. Try it. Woo, look at it. Run across there. Goodness and mercy on your trail, brother. Following you everywhere you go. Try it, Brother Ray. Glory to God. Goodness and mercy. Hey, hunt him down. Glory to God. Try it, Brother Ricky. Come on, Pastor Ricky. Goodness and mercy. They're on your trail. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We got the name. We bear the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they insulted God, when they said their God won that battle because he's the God of the mountaintops, but if we can just catch them in the valley, then they can't win the battles of life in the valley. And God got mad. God got angry. And if the mountain is you've got plenty of money, the valley's when you're broke and you got bills to pay. And if the mountain is health, the valley is when you're sick and you got an x-ray from the doctor and it's bad. And if the mountain is your kids are on fire for God, then the valley is when your kids are messed up. They're sleeping around, they're on drugs, they're drunk, and they're living in total rebellion. But what I want you to get out of this message today is our God is not just the God of the mountain, but he is the Lord of the valleys also. Somebody's going and praise him. If you're in a valley, praise your way out. Glory to God. You see, I love David because David was a praiser. I love David because he was a warrior. You know, you really don't find that too often in a person. Somebody, I love to praise him. And then they're a warrior. They stand there and say, you can come after my stuff. I'll stand in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke you. You're not taking my stuff. You're not taking my family. You're not taking my finances. I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this day shall he give you into my hands. Get a warrior anointing like David had. I love David. Hallelujah. He knew God would fight his battle. David said, if I'll just sing him a song, If I'll just praise him. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Let me tell you now. I love to praise his holy name. But he's my rock and my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. And he'll never let me down. Ah, my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Catch the spirit. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Let me tell you now, I love to praise his holy name. Shout it with me. Jesus! 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 Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 5, we find David, and he is in the valley of Rephaim. And the word Rephaim in the Hebrew, it means giants. In other words, they were in a valley of giants. Giants lived in that valley. Not only did they live there, but guess what? Sooner or later, if you're a Christian, you are going to that valley. So I'm trying to teach you how to come out with all your stuff in Jesus' name. See, that valley, it is symbolic of gigantic problems. Where the problem looks so big, and you look so small, and you feel so insignificant. Sooner or later, every Christian will find themselves in the valley of giants. And if you're facing something that's bigger than you are, if it's mightier than you are, if it's stronger than you are, if it's greater than you are, and you feel so small and insignificant, if you feel like you cannot do it in your human strength, that is the time, my friends, to turn it loose and let Jesus fight your battle. He's never lost a battle. He cannot lose a battle. He overcame the world. He overcame everything that came against him. He overcame the devil, stripped him of his power, made a show of him opening, drug him through the corridors of hell. Every demon in that region of darkness saw it. They saw their master, the devil, stripped of all his power. Jesus took the keys of the kingdom away from him and turned the keys of the kingdom to us, the keys of the kingdom of God, not to the kingdom, but of God. If I got the keys to this house, I can get in. But if I got the kingdoms of the house, I can get anywhere and get anything I need out of the house. So God gave us the keys of the kingdom. And if you use your faith, you can overcome the gigantic problems in your life. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the Valley of Giants, I want you to know there is an anointing that can come on you if you get a word from God. I said in the Valley of Giants, there is an anointing that come on you when you get a word from God. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. I said faith comes by hearing the word of God. Even though you've heard it before, you need to hear it again and you need to get a word from God. Hallelujah. That's just something about getting under the anointing. I'm amazed. I see people in here that are healed. I see their lives changed. And some of them, we haven't even prayed for that deliverance. Some of you need to cooperate with God. You need to put the stuff down you need to put down. And you need to walk on with God and let God fix everything in your life. He's a good God. Hallelujah. That's something about the anointed word, though. And when you're facing a giant, you need a word from God. David knew he was supposed to fight. He knew that he needed an anointed word from God if he was going to fight. Look at 2 Samuel 5:19. 2 Samuel 5:19. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up? Shall I go up? Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up." Look at that word. "For I will doubtless," say it, "doubtless." Let that get in your spirit. "For I will doubtless deliver." Hallelujah. "I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand." See, when you get a word from God, that is a doubtless that is attached to it. And you know that you know and you're sure that you're sure. If God tells you something, you can have a doubtless faith. And when he confirms it to you, You're not just to sit there and scratch your head and say, did God really say that? When God, when you're in the valley of giants and God sends a word through his prophet to you, you need to move on, thus saith the Lord. I want to show you something about David. Will you reach in that coat there and bring me my handkerchief, please? Hallelujah. I want to show you something about David when he fought Goliath. Why did David take 5 smooth stones to fight Goliath the giant? Everybody preaches it because he had 4 brothers. Well, certainly he had brothers. It was a valley of giants. It's full of giants. But here's what I want you to see. That for 40 days, Goliath walked out there in the morning and in the evening in the valley of giants, and he blasphemed and he defied the name of God. He walked into that valley and he said, who is your God, Jehovah? Who is he? I defy him. I blaspheme him. I curse him. And he did that for 40 days in a row. And when David heard about it, it disturbed this young boy that loved God so much that it just caused his insides to rise out. He said, why is nobody doing anything about this problem? He said, I'm going to fight. So they brought him Saul's armor, his breastplate, his sword, and his helmet. They said, if you're going to fight, then put these things on. David said, no, I'm not going to fight him with that. I'm going to fight him with a slingshot. I'm going to take a rock and a rag, and I'm going to drop that giant. See, but the rock, oh, my God, I'm going to use a rock. I'm going to use the rock of ages. That rock, glory, it represents Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to use a rock and a rag. Here's what I want you to see. Why did he decide to fight with a rock and not a sword? It was because Moses had said hundreds of years before that if anybody ever blasphemes the name of God, they're to be stoned to death. Put Leviticus 24:16 up there. I want you to see this. Leviticus 24:16. Leviticus 24:16. Look at that. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him. Do you see that? David said, I'm going to drop him. I'm going to drop him with the word of God. Hallelujah. See, you got to understand, David's not just walking out there with a bag of rocks because he's real good with a slingshot. No, he understood the word of God. He said, I've got a doubtless faith that if somebody blasphemes the name of God, I'm supposed to pick up a rock and I'm supposed to go out and slay them. So I'm not just walking out there just to be in this fight, but I'm walking out there with a doubtless faith. I'm walking out there with a faith that is backed up by the living word of God. Hallelujah. David said, my shot could miss, but my rock. Woo! Ramokoshaya. My shot can miss, but my rock, glory. Harabo Shanda. Rashimokoshaya. My rock can't miss. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Go on, praise him. You can miss, but he can't miss. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And when you get in the valley of giants, you got to get a word from God that gives you a doubtless faith. But I like what they did. Look at what David did in 2 Samuel. When he got in the valley of giants, he said, this valley is the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. But David said, I'm no longer going to call it the valley of giants. It shall be my Baal-perazim, which in the Hebrew means God has mastered my breakthrough. This is no longer going to be the valley of giants, Rephaim. I'm going to name it Ova. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to call it Baal-perazim. For God, I said God, has mastered your breakthrough. God has done it. Now it's up to you to walk through it. Hallelujah. Let me put this up there. Isaiah 46:9. Look at this. See, God's kingdom is inverted kingdom. God's ways are not our ways. God doesn't do things like we do them. Look at this. Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old? For I am God. There's none else like me. There's none like me. Look at this, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient time, the things that are not yet, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. See, God's kingdom is an upside down inverted kingdom. We start something and we finish it. God finish it. Woo! He backs up and then he walks us through it. When you go through the valley, when you go through the flood, when you go through the waters, none of it shall overcome thee. For I am the Lord thy God, and I hold thy hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will bless thee. I will fight for you. I will win your battles. Just hold on and call upon the name and serve me with all your heart and watch me work in your midst. Go on and praise him. Your victory is on the way. Hallelujah. God declares the end from the beginning. He finishes. He backs up and he starts with us. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's not sight and then faith. It's faith and then we see. We say, show me and I'll believe. God says, believe and I'll show you. His kingdom is an inverted kingdom. They said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Say it. I am rich, rich, rich. I am blessed beyond all measure. I am not poor. I am not sick. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God says I can do. And I can do all things through Christ. Remember that limp in my foot? Praise. I feel a little pain, but I feel a dance and a shout. Hallelujah, coming on. I'll just praise my way through the victory. I know the one that inhabits the praises of his people. He's my Jehovah God. And his son's name is Jesus. And he sent the Holy Ghost to manifest the glory of God in our bodies. Go on and praise him for your breakthrough. This is your Baal-Perazim day. This is your day of your breakthrough. Pastor Ricky, hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, he who exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. God declares the end from the beginning. I want to show you this last point right here. God says, I want you to master your breakthrough with a doubtless faith. You're not defeated. You're who God said you are. I'm here to tell somebody, my God is the King of the hills. He's the King of the valleys. And no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. Look at this. Look at what happened to Israel when Ben-Hadad and the Syrian army came against them the second time. God got angry. He got mad. Look at 2 Kings 20 and 28. God sent a prophet. God will send you a prophet. God will send you a word. Get a hold of it. And there came a man of God and spake to the king of Israel. And said, thus saith the Lord. Because the Syrians have said, the Lord is the God of the hills, but not the God of the valleys. God said, therefore I deliver all this great multitude into thine hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord. God is a good God. He's a good God even in your valleys. He's a good God. And because you bear the name of Jesus, if you will get a doubtless faith and have a relentless faith that will never quit, you can stand up in the name of Jesus. And God said, having done all to stand, stand and see the salvation, the healings, the miracles, the provision of God. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Oh, the God on the mountain,
woo,
is still God in the valley. When things go wrong,
we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord.
He'll make them right. Oh, the God of the good time is still God in the valley.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Lord.
God of the day is still God in the night.
You need to talk to God. These altars
and
are open.
The God on
come
the
make an
mountain,
altar. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar.
It's still God
it shall
in
never
the
go
valley.
Out. The ashes have been removed. We pray all day yesterday.
Wrong.
Hallelujah. God is waiting for you.
He'll make
your miracle
him
is
right
waiting at the altar. I said your miracle is in the house, is waiting at the altar.
Is to God
glory.
Is the
best. Hallelujah. Woo! I got a doubtless faith. Glory. I got a word from God.
Is still God in the night.
Hallelujah.
Talk of faith.
Hallelujah. Sister Clara, what a miracle God gave you.
On the mountain.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Oh, and talk.
See, she got hers, but she's coming back for some more. Glory.
When life is bad, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. Oh, that's when your faith is really put to the test. Oh, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. But things go wrong, He'll make it.
God
of the day.
Bless your people, Lord.
He's still God in